Okay, let's review Erev in Daf Sadi Beis. In the previous daf, we learned that Rav holds that items can be carried from one chatur to the next on Shabbos, even though the two chaturos are not joined by a single Erev. If, however, each chatur has their own individual Erev, they may not carry from one chatur to the next. Our daf discusses the halacha: if one of the chaturos has an Erev and the other does not, and there's a churva, a rune, in between them, so it's mashtei chaturos for churva achas b'nehem. Amar Rav Huna nosen osa lezu shalo irva aval l'shirva lo. Rav Huna holds that the chatur which does not have an Erev can carry things into the churva, because without an Erev they cannot carry things from their houses to the chatur. So there's no concern that they will carry items that started off in their houses into the churva. The chatur which does have an Erev and therefore permitted to carry from their houses to the chatur may not carry to the churva, because we're worried that they'll come to carry things from their houses to the churva. Chia Bar Rav says that we don't distinguish between the chatzer that has an Erev and the chatzer that doesn't have an Erev, but there are two versions of what exactly he holds. First version is Shtein Asuros. Neither one can carry into the churva, because it's impossible that he would allow carrying from a chatzer with an Erev to the churva, just like a chatzer that has no Erev cannot carry directly into a chatzer that has an Erev. Ikeda Amri Shtein Mutaros, that both can carry into the churva, and the fact that he doesn't allow carrying from the chatzer without an Erev to the chatzer with an Erev doesn't have any bearing on our case, where it's unlikely that anybody would be interested in bringing things from his house into an unprotected churva. Zak the Mishnah, Gag Gadol Samach Katan Agadol Mutar VaKatan Asur. When a large roof borders a small roof, we can carry between the large roof and the house below it, since the roof is considered to be surrounded by walls on all four sides. But the small roof is Nifrat Samachum Asur. It's completely open to an area that's Asur to it. Similarly, Chatzur Gadol Shnifrat Sal Katan Agadol Mutaros Katan Asur. Meneshi Kepischa Shel Gadol. A large Chatzur bordering on a small Chatzur. It's Mutar to carry from the houses in the large Chatzur to the Chatzur, but not in the small one, because the small Chatzur is considered like the entrance of the large chatzer. Lamalei l'misni tarti. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah has to teach both the halacha of the two gagos and the two chatzeros. So according to Rav, who would not apply good asig mechitzta in a case where the roof overhangs the walls, the juxtaposition of these halachas teaches that the roof in the Mishnah is one that does not overhang the walls, making the walls recognizable, just like walls of a chatzer are mechitzas hanikaros. According to Shmuel, who would apply good asig even where the roof does overhang the walls, the juxtaposition of the halachos teaches that the wall separating the two roofs is walked over by many people, just like the space between the chatzeros, and that is why we don't say good asik on that wall, leaving the small roof totally open to the big roof. Several Amoraim said, "Diure gadola b'katana, ve'ein diure katana b'gadola." The residents of the large chatzer have some rights in the small one, but not vice versa. So the Gemara gives five applications of this principle. First of all, if grapevines are planted in the large area, we can't plant vegetables in the small one, and doing so would make the vegetables, but not the grapes, usher mitam klayim. However, when the grapes are planted in the small chatzer, we can plant vegetables in the large one. Second application, if a man puts a get in a small chatzer while his wife is in the large chatzer, she's divorced. But in the reverse case, she's not. Third application, if a tzibur is in the large chatzer and the shliach tzibur is in the small one, they're yotzei l'chiv tfila, but not vice versa. Fourth application, if nine men are in the large chatzer, one is in the small chatzer, they do combine for a minyan, but not vice versa. And finally, if there's excrement in the large chatzer, it's also to say Shema in the small chatzer, but if it were reversed, it would be mutter to say Shema. Abaye points out that it's strange that had there been no walls from the perspective of the large chatzer, one would be allowed to plant vegetables in the small chatzer after distancing them just four amos. But now that the large chatzer has partial walls on both sides of the entrance to the small chatzer, all of a sudden it's also to plant anywhere in the small chatzer. After all, normally mechitzos make things mutter. Adding mechitzos shouldn't make things more usher. So the Gemara challenges Abaye by bringing four examples where we find that mechitzos actually cause an isser instead of preventing an isser. First example is if the side walls of the small chatzer extends into the large chatzer, it makes it usser to carry in the large chatzer. Abaye answers that it isn't the addition of the mechitzos that creates the isser, it's the fact that those additional add-ons block off the previously existing mechitzos. The second example is sikei chal gabei achsadro sheyesh lepitzimin. If one puts schach on an area with two parallel walls and side posts of a tefach on the third side, it's kosher. But when walls are added that block off the side posts, leaving just the two walls, it's not a kosher sukkah. Again, Abaye answers, it isn't the addition of mechitzos that creates the psul, but the blocking off of the posts that originally served as the third wall. And the next two challenges to Abaye, we discuss Bezer Shem and Daf Tzadi Gimel in the next daf.